This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. to join their team today. It's Bishcakes, EB, and JP. Remember, we got Metallica tickets on the line coming up around 8:45. Your chance to win tickets to go see Metallica at Northwest Stadium. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. But we were talking about this story about the Florida man who paid about $1,400 for his family of five for one day at Disney, and that was with a Florida discount. So you get a one-day pass. Most people, at least in this area, go there for several days. Cakes, how many times have you been to the happiest place on earth? I've only been once to Disney.
I mean, so my kids are now 28, 23, and almost 21. Probably, I don't know, three or four, five times. I don't know, in that span.
You've been there quite a few times. Yeah, EB's done one trip. Jason, have you ever been?
One.
He did one trip.
Long time ago.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you that you feel like you got to go once.
It's now, weird.
Dylan never
like an
went.
Obligation.
Yeah, I think he may have gone with his mom to Disney in California though. Is that Disneyland?
Disneyland.
That kind of counts.
Yeah, of course that would count. No, it's the same. Saying that I didn't go to that one.
Yeah.
My youngest hasn't been. I don't know that we have it in the plans. She's not like
avoid it.
She hasn't. I think like if I had to spend that kind of money, I'd rather do. And Jason's been there like 20 times to the Atlantis than Disney.
Oh, yeah.
But let's go back to the phone. Some people want to weigh
Maybe
in.
Maybe you should go to Six Flags before they close it down.
Yeah.
I go to Six Flags pretty often.
I don't think I've been there in 20 years, but I kind of. I mean, I haven't been hurt, even though I hate amusement parks, that one's because it's so close to home. It kind of hurts.
I think the last time I was there was for a Junk's appearance, whatever that was.
Hey, Busch Gardens is kind of silly.
Yeah. Haven't been to Busch Gardens in a minute.
You go to all the different countries.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if you can't afford Disney, Busch Gardens, King's Dominion, good alternative.
Drivable.
I've been to both.
Much closer. Much closer and much cheaper.
I've been to both. I've been to Hershey Park. I've been to Six Flags. Mm-hmm. It's been a few years since I've been to Six Flags, but I've been.
Yeah, we took our kids when they were little to Hershey.
I don't remember what the ride is. They have, you know, the when we grew up. It was Wild World, and they used to have the pirate ship. They have like a big thing, but it's like a raft. I mean, their water park is really good.
Right.
I mean, it's way beyond what the wave pool. We used to just have the wave pool and maybe the rampage and a few slides. It's triple what that
Snyder
is now.
Does Snyder still own it, or he sold it years ago?
He's been out for years.
Yeah, so whoever took over probably still couldn't make a go of it.
No, I mean,
there's a reason they're selling it.
Right. Let's go to Rob in D.C. Rob, what's up?
Hey, Rob, you're on with the Junkies.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, so I've got a 3- and a 5-year-old. We spend about a month out of the year down south in Florida.
Nice.
And they watch Disney, and we also have a family member who has a house on the property. So we get discounted tickets. But they've just never been, hey, you know, let's go to Disney. My 5-year-old, he watches all the shows we have. Disney, they're more in the let's go to the beach, let's go somewhere else. So I don't know if that, you know, the whole conditioning, like you guys said, to we got to go here, we got to go here, is necessarily for all kids, because mine watches Blaze and PBS Kids and all those different.
It's definitely not for all kids, TV, but I think there's something that Eric touched on, that there's like an expectation of parents to bring them.
Is there anything else
them.
That's similar for, let's just say for children? Valdez says for golfers, it's like going to Augusta. But as a parent, is there anything else similar that it's like you got to do?
Smaller scale, Great Wolf Lodge.
That's another one I hate.
I've never been. I can't
I hate it. First
don't
of all,
have
I got,
any experience with it.
I got no signal in there. I was on tilt the whole time. You get no signal. And like the nachos were like 20
bucks. It's not
bucks.
Called the Great Wi-Fi Lodge. It's the definitely Great Wolf Lodge, Ricky.
And I don't know what's going on there, but their kids are all running around with these wands that they charge you money for, too.
Sure.
There. I don't even know what they're doing.
It's yeah, there's
you rent the wand for the weekend, and you know it's a scam. It's an op. I don't understand it. All right, let's go to Randy in Maine. Randy. Hey, good. What's up?
I'm putting him on hold.
All right, but
you turn your radio down.
He doesn't like your
turn your radio down. Maybe close your windows.
It's Radio 101.
No, he was just on speaker.
Let's go to Donna, Ocean City. Hey, Donna, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Well, I just wanted to say my husband refused to take our sons to Disney World or Disneyland. And they're in their 30s now, and they're productive members of society.
They turned out just fine, didn't they?
They did. They did. So he kind of has agreed with you, Eric. And I mean, this was they're in their 30s now, so this was quite a long time ago. But he was very adamant that he said he was never going to take the kids to Disney. And so they never did. We just did other things.
It'd be fine, but it's just weird that you feel this pressure to take them to this place where they charge you $10 for water. You got to get the autograph book for $25. We were buying the fans because it was 100 million degrees out. Those were $25 a fan.
Yep.
I mean, it was just literally just take all my money.
Take it all.
Take all my money.
Yeah.
And what I'm reading,
and they will.
I'm reading that the Lightning Pass, it doesn't even get you to the front of the line on all the rides. Cake said you got to map out the rides that you do.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like an unlimited cut to the front of the line pass. It's not the way it works.
All right, let's go to T in Fredericksburg. Hey, bud, you're all in Junks.
Thank y'all for having me on.
Sure. What's up, man?
I've got three children. My youngest is separated by about 8 to 10 years. So we did the family of four about 20 years ago or so, and of course it was expensive then. But my oldest daughter was a huge fan of Disney. She now works at Epcot in their lighting and pyrotechnics department. So we get in free all the time. So I've been able to take my youngest, and we go a bunch. She gets discounts inside the park on food and everything we buy.
So you love it.
I feel like I'm getting back on them all the money they took on me before.
yeah, you're getting them back.
Well, good for you.
Helps. I mean, look, the reality is everything costs a lot of money. We're fortunate that we have hookups to go to a Caps game. But if you take a family of four to a Caps game
and
you buy food.
Well, the thing, I told you this has been something that's been going on, I think, it's I'd say for the last 10 years or so, I notice it more than ever. But, and it makes me, I just don't know how people do it. They'll take their whole family to, let's say, a Skins game.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's got jerseys, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's got the jerseys and all the, outfits. Then you take them to a Nats game. Everybody's got all their Nats jerseys and all their hats and everything and all the other expense that's gone there. You go to a Ravens game or whatever. Everybody has all the required.
Yeah, well, you can't go to a Commanders game decked out in all Caps gear. That would be weird.
Can't you just go in a jeans and a t-shirt?
Sure.
Yeah. No, but it seems like there's an obligation to have everyone dressed up. You go to a Maryland football game, everyone's got to have Maryland Terrapins.
It's pretty much required.
Right. You realize how much money we're just hemorrhaging on dumb stuff? I mean, it's kind of dumb.
People buy dumb stuff all the time.
I just think it's dumb.
You're the king of buying dumb stuff. On Temu, online. I mean, you buy any shirt that jumps in front of you at this.
I mean,
at a Goodwill store that you're shopping in.
I guess, but that's of my own free will. I just think it's an obligation now. If you go to a game, Is it that way if you go to a concert? I don't go to that many concerts. If you go to a concert, if you go to a Metallica concert,
yeah, I will say,
do you have to, does everyone have to wear a Metallica t-shirt? Like, how does that work?
Have to. I don't have to, but like, that's the thing.
Like, I mean, you get drawn to the merch table, and you're like, ah, look at all these brand new, amazing black t-shirts or like, that Heavy Metal Chris wears in here every day.
Like if you go to like a big concert, like if you went to the Eras tour,
yeah.
I know they're
Taylor Swift.
Sure. Swifties, you're Swiftie. Dressing up in some sort of garb from whatever era you want to represent. Like, I saw Joy Taylor get all dolled up for the Beyonce Cowboy Carter.
Who's concert. Joy Taylor?
She's the person at FS1 who was allegedly having sex with everyone there. She's the host.
Oh, okay.
Jason Taylor's sister.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The one that was that named Skip Bayless.
Yes.
Right.
Tried to pay allegedly.
Right.
Cakes's brother actually just sent me a text and he said he went to Disney last year in California.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
But he brings up the point that EB was kind of talking about. He says it was worth it, but only mostly because there's so much pressure on my kids from the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And he said we did an Airbnb where my brother-in-law was worried about the neighborhood initially joning on him because I guess he didn't stay on property.
But he's in like Winter Park.
Yeah.
No, there. It's an also it's an element of keeping up with the Joneses.
Definitely. Yeah.
There's definitely a part of that. It's not just the pressure from the kids who are watching the movies and everyone else. It's all the other kids that go. But it's I got to keep up with the Bickles who just took their kids there 2 years ago.
Definitely.
There's definitely a little bit of that added in.
You guys even mentioned, like, I'd rather take my kids to Atlantis. And I took my kids to Atlantis, but I swore I'd never go back there because it's just too expensive. Like, I didn't have fun.
It's pricey.
It wasn't fun to pay $20 for a hot dog.
And you don't even gamble.
I didn't like it.
Did you at least go on the big slide?
I don't like those things, but I did go on at one time. I did go on at one time, but like, it's not fun. It's scary. I don't like that.
I don't like paying to scare yourself.
Yeah, why would I go somewhere and just be terrified? And then the other stuff is just too expensive.
That's what a lot of the things are, though. I mean, roller coasters are somewhat scary.
I mean,
you're going for the thrill.
Yeah. I'm not into the thrill. I'm
into the thrill rides.
I'm into the thrill of just like flushing a 7-iron. That feels silly. All right, let's go to...
By the way, when Valdez brought up Augusta, my buddy who went to Disney recently with his family of four the week before he was in Augusta. So I probably... Oh. I almost feel like it's, you know, that was probably like a guilt trip wife thing. I'm speculating.
Right.
You're his going wife's to very nice, but it's like he was in Augusta for a week.
You need to hook the kids.
And then immediately right after that, it was spring break for the school, and they all went to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably a make good. Like, he was by himself in Augusta, like with the boys,
right?
Not with the family. So then he's got to endure Disney.
Well, everything about it is hell. The ride, the lanes, the cost associated, the time, the standing, the walking.
You see no positive. Now
the
rides
positive.
Can be fun. Your kids may love the characters and being part of the Harry Potter environment or whatever
most
environment
of the time
it is.
You're there for your kids. You're not really there for you.
Yeah, just the weirdos go by themselves.
Yeah.
Understood. I guess that's true, but I'm trying to find something to enjoy about it.
Yeah, I mean, don't they have like the Animal Kingdom? Is that part of one of them?
Sure.
I stayed in the Animal Kingdom hotel or whatever. I had a big giraffe in my backyard.
You can see giraffes and everything.
Yeah. I mean, that was probably my favorite part.
All right, let's do one more.
Let's go to Chris in Baltimore. Chris, what's up?
EB, you had me laugh.
Christopher.
Because you literally spend money on all things golf.
Yeah.
And have no problem with it, but you don't want to take your kids to have some fun. I've been to Disney a couple of times. I have three kids. We normally rent a property close by. You get the pass. You go in and out for lunch and dinner. It's not that bad. And the kids love it. Like, I know I'm going to get, my pops are going to get raped. I get it. But they have a ball. They really love it. Like, that's one of their favorite memories of us going somewhere as a family. So,
That's important. I mean, that is important if they love it. I guess that's important for sure.
You go to Disney, you go to Universal. Yeah, you're going to lose some cash, but it's no different. You know, you spending on that golf simulator you want to build in the next garage next to your house.
I know, but that's a little more of a selfish endeavor. I'm just selfish. I guess I'm just selfish. Yeah, you're right.
You don't want to go nowhere. Just keep the kids in a bunker somewhere, you know?
No. I just, you, next time you go, you can bring my youngest because she ain't been yet.
The in your car. Just in your car.
Yeah.
She's full-blown teenager. That time's passed.
She's like, yeah, she's going to be 16 in like a
couple weeks. You dodge that bullet.
She's going to be 16 in a couple weeks. Dodge if anybody wants to take her, you're welcome to take her.
You know what? If you want to keep your money in your pocket, don't have kids.
Hey, that's also true.
That's generally the
case.
Don't have kids.
Hey, do you think
because kids are going to cost you minimum each kid minimum $1 million?
Hey,
a minimum.
Do you think that could be a business idea?
Take my kid.
Yeah. So like, you know how people like dog walk.
In New York.
And make like $250 an hour.
Yeah.
You rent me to go take your kid to Disney.
That way
you don't have to do that.
Not a bad idea.
I'm at the Ted Roosevelt.
Except for the first one that becomes a molester.
I don't know how people do it.
It's going to ruin your business.
I go to run at the Ted Roosevelt Park sporadically.
Yeah.
And I always run into dog walkers there. And they're not walking like one or two dogs.
Yeah, they got
like
a fistful.
They got like eight or nine
per
dog walker.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how they control them all. But they somehow
how do you pick
do?
Up the poo when... For the one dog, if the other seven dogs are all trying to get out of
somehow
there.
Somehow they make them all sit at the same time while they scoop Magic. The poop from the other dog.
Crazy.
Sorcery. I'm letting parents know right now that if you're like Eric and you're loathing the fact that you got to take your kid to Disney, you hire me and I'll chaperone them
for a small fee.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Do they want to hire somebody with the three-colored bows?
Let's wait until that settles down. And also, it's going to be covered up. It's not like he's going to be walking around pantsless.
Yeah. All right. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. Coming up next, we'll get back into the Cap series. Is it a must win tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.